Welcome to the Weekly Fix. I'm Ajit Atwal, a portfolio manager within BlueBay's CLO group. Today, we'll cover the ongoing strength in the leveraged loan market, similar to many of the other fixed income asset classes you have heard about here lately. We can talk about this strength from both the supply and the demand side. So first on the demand side, the Fed's higher for longer strategy has created strong demand for floating rate asset classes generally. For loans, the strength is coming from ETFs, mutual funds, and the CLO tranche investors, given the strong carry that can be earned. Within CLO specifically, they make up approximately 70% of the buyer base for leveraged loans, and it's been a great environment for managers to print new deals, given the tranches are pricing at some of the tightest levels we've seen in the past decade. Second, on the supply side, a significant portion of leveraged loans finance companies owned by private equity. With higher rates, there has been less active M&A or companies trading, which leads to lower supply. If we separately look at the underlying borrowers within the loan market, their earnings have generally been strong. After years of volatility between COVID, supply chain shocks, and inflation, the tail names in the market are clearly visible, and loans trading less than 80 make up only 4% of the index today. So where do we go from here? With the market fluctuating between no landing, soft landing, these positive technicals are expected to continue over the next year, which makes it a great time to invest in leveraged loans and CLOs given the strong carry and strength of underlying borrowers. Thanks for listening. Feel free to reach out to our team with any questions and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.